is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GoffneyFurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. and it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in 6 states.
They're playing basketball.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on ScoresBroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down 6, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within 3. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained the 3. Just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out to Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by 5.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and 3-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed, right back to Priest Ryan. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Playman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee. Bombs away. In again. Corinne Heitkamp. Colleen Brandewee. Back-to-back trace. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Normie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, the Anna Rockets tonight try to make it two in a row in the Division III sectional here at the Thunderdome at Northmont. The opponent, the Valley View Spartans, should be a fine game. These two teams pretty evenly matched. Anna, perhaps, a very slight favorite in this round two contest here tonight at Northmont High School. Anna Rockets 14-9 overall, finished 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League, coming off a 61-33 romp against National Trail on Tuesday in round one of tournament action. Anna dropped two games late in the year against Versailles and Botkins on February 10th and 16th, then defeated New Bremen on February 17th before the win Tuesday over National Trail. From a stretch spanning January 19th to February 3rd, Anna had reeled off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 consecutive wins. Anna early in the campaign lost 4 1-pointers. Rockets have played a pretty stout schedule. Meanwhile, the Valley View Spartans come into this game with an overall mark of 10-12, 5-7 in the Southwestern Buckeye League, and a win over Monroe, 72-65 in the last contest for Valley View, closing out the regular season on February 16th. Prior to that, Valley View had lost games to Miamisburg and Brookville, had won a contest over Middletown Madison, lost to Waynesville, and then streaked with three wins in a row. So in total, Valley View has won 5 of the last 8, 6 of the last 9, and Valley View features a 22-point shooting guard by the name of Denny, and we will be talking about him quite a bit here tonight. Brody Denny is a hot shot. He can pop it in from long range. Interestingly enough, this is a very young Valley View team that will start a couple of seniors, a couple of freshmen, a sophomore, maybe as many as 2 or 3 seniors in the Anna starting lineup and a couple of juniors. So Anna will have the experience advantage. The tallest man on the floor is a frosh for Valley View, Tyler Fritz, 6'5.5". He is in the post. First game on this floor for Valley View, second game for Anna, Chuck. Any significance there?
Well, I mean, this is kind of a normal shooting venue. Your sights are pretty normal for gym, so I'm not sure you gain a whole lot in it. I think if your coach, you tell your kids you got an advantage, but I'm not sure that there's going to be one.
Could be an up-and-down game, fast-paced. I expect it will be that way. Anna has been an enigma, has had some bad starts, including this past Tuesday, fell behind 10-4 in the first quarter. Didn't have a good beginning in losses to Versailles and Botkins late in the year. And as you move along in the tournament trail, Chuck, as you well know, having coached, competition gets stiffer and stiffer. You've got to play a very good 32 minutes in order to come out on top.
Well, yeah, you can't come out. You don't get to get any free periods like you do during the season. You need to come out with your best game. You need to shoot free throws. You need to take care of the basketball, and you need to rebound, and those are the things that are going to win basketball games for you this time of year.
I mentioned Brody Denny. He scored 34 points in a game earlier this year.
He's a freshman.
Yep, at the end of December in a holiday tournament at Preble Shawnee, the ninth grader scalded the nets with 34 big ones in a contest against Preble Shawnee, and the terrific Preble Shawnee club was given a real test by Valley View, which in the end lost by only 6. Trey Heitkamp, Mason Carey, 2 leading scorers from Anna, and the Rockets need double digits for those two young men here tonight.
Well, I think Trey Heitkamp needs to live up to his name because he needs to make about 3 or 4 trays tonight. And Mason Carey, kind of, I don't know what he did. I didn't see the scoring in the first game, but he's kind of disappeared a little bit offensively. They need him to step up tonight.
Nathan Barhorst, 13th year head coach, Anna Rockets. There was a stretch not too long ago when Anna, over a 5 or 6 year period, averaged better than 20 wins per campaign during his tenure at Anna. The Rockets, under coach Nate Barhorst, have averaged about 18 victories per season. Second year head coach for Zach Denny, whose brother is Brody on the team for the Spartans. Zach was a prolific player several years back at Valley View. Dynamite scorer, went on to Bowling Green, had a fine career there. A former four-year junior varsity coach at Valley View was Zach, and this is your number two as the head man.
Well, Valley View, you know they got athletes because every year their football team is right at the top playing. You know, they're as good as anybody, so you know they got some athletes.
Yep, it is a combination academically inclined and athletically inclined school district. They do a fine job putting out athletes and superb academic. Easy for me to say.
That's because our academics aren't that good.
Exactly. Superb academic students as well. We'll return with more from here at the Thunderdome at Northmont. Valley View shooting around down to our left. Anna to our far right. We are perched in the mezzanine in the northwest corner of the Northmont High School gym. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
It's Jack Kramer and an occasional tongue-tied. No, it's Jack Kramer who's occasionally tongue-tied.
Oh, I'm tongue-tied, too.
Along with Chuck McBee here at Northmont, the Thunderdome, both teams on the floor, as we noted previously. As we said, it could be an up-and-down game. This Valley View team has gone over the 90 mark once, better than 60, 11 times this year. Brody Denny, 22.8 points per game, a lead to the Southwestern Buckeye League in scoring, ahead of Cook, Lawson, and Ahmed from Franklin, Carlisle, and Eaton, respectively. And further down the line, Micah Valente is at four assists per game. He's fourth in the SWBL in that department. Ty Fritz, the young freshman in the middle, 10.4 rebounds per game, 3.5 blocks per outing. And in steals, Valenti, about whom we just spoke, better than 3 thefts per game. So this is a talented team. Will its youth get in the way a little bit? Might there be nerves? First tournament game for these ninth graders, Fritz and Denny, who will try to lead this team to a victory over Anna tonight. Rockets certainly a slight favorite, but not a prohibitive one. The Valley View mighty, explosive, and we'll see how the first quarter fares, because Anna, more often than not in the last few weeks, Chuck, has not been inspired at the outset of the game.
Yeah, they have not. They've not started well ever since that Rushi win. They've kind of been on hold, and they need to figure out a way. I think the second half of Tuesday night, they might have figured it out. That's what they need to do tonight. And I think you're right about the freshman, Brody Denny. If you get physical with him early in the game, and make him get up. If he gets to the basket, you got to get a knock him down and make him get up and shoot free throws. That might get to him a little bit. But Anna, they got the firepower. They can score with anybody.
What's at stake here tonight? Well, the winner advances on to round 3 of the North 1 sectional here at Northmont High School to take on the winner of our second game tonight, pitting Preble Shawnee and Dayton Stivers. And that contest tips at 7:30. And the two winners of the 6 o'clock game and the 7:30 tilt return 1 week from tonight at 6 to take part in the North 1 sectional final or district semifinal, whichever you want to call it. And on the same night, 1 week from this evening at 7:30 in the second game, there would be a North 2 sectional final or district semifinal. Still alive and playing next Tuesday are Northwestern and Tri-Village in one contest, West Liberty Salem and Waynesville in the other. So Anna, 2 games under its belt, just 4 days into the OHSAA Boys Tournament, which began on Monday.
Well, yeah, they're going to have 2 games in before most teams play their first.
Right.
And then you look at it, then they get a week off. The other side, they come back Tuesday and play and then come back Thursday. So, you know, with Preble Shawnee, I mean, they're not going to look past them, but that's going to be a hurdle for either one of these teams that wins this basketball game. That's a good team.
It may take 60, 65 points to win it. Could be an entertaining contest with a lot of good perimeter shooting and a few fast break baskets every now and then. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at Northmont. Coming up in about 16, 17 minutes, Anna versus the fine club from Germantown, Ohio, the Valley View Spartans.
Yep.
Right here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of LaCow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Anna Rockets finished third in the Shelby County Athletic League, a mark of 8-4 behind Botkins at 10-2 and Rushi at 11-1. As I alluded earlier, this Valley View squad was fifth down the line in the Buckeye division of the Southwestern Buckeye League. Oakwood in the Buckeye won it at 10-2, Carlisle 9-3, Brookville, Waynesville 7-5 apiece, Valley View 5-7, and 10-12 overall. Keep in mind this Valley View team was 4-8 at one point in the year. So since then, Valley View has gone 6-4. And under second-year head coach Zach Denny, is playing his best basketball of the year. Eaton and Middletown Madison finished out the seven-team Buckeye Division standings. In the Southwestern Division, Franklin won at 6-2. Bellbrook was 5-3. Monroe and Edgewood 4-4. Ross brought up the rear 1-7. As we noted several minutes back, Chuck, tallest man on the floor will be Tyler Fritz for Valley View. Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna, referred to Fritz in a story as being 6'7". On the Internet, he is noted at 6'5". A roster down at the scorer's table I saw a few minutes ago had him at 6'6".
Well, let's just go with 6'6", right in the middle.
one thing for sure, he's going to be the tallest man on the court. It will be interesting to see how Anna deals with him and both the hot shot Brody Denny on the perimeter.
Well, I mean, you talked about their slow start to the season and how they're turning it around. When your two best players are freshmen, you're going to have some growing pains.
Right.
And that's what they had. And as far as Fritz goes, I'm not sure that Anna needs to worry a whole lot about his scoring before they need to worry about his block shots and his rebounding. They need to get a body on him and make sure he's not getting 2 and 3 putbacks during the game.
Brady Winning may come into play for Anna. The young man performing at his best level of the year right now. He no doubt will be a factor hanging around on the shoulder of Tyler Fritz in the middle for Anna defensively.
Yeah, he's really come along. His sophomore started the season playing sparingly, but as the season's gone on, he's gotten more and more playing time because he deserves the playing time. So, yeah. And they got some size. I mean, they're going to bang with you. They're not going to back away just because you got a 6'6 kid. Osborne, big, strong football player. They could put him out there and let him bang with them a little bit.
Mason Carey for the Anna Rockets, 12 a game. Trey Heitkamp for the Anna Rockets at 12 points per contest. Brady Winning at nearly 7. Derek Madden close to 5. Evan Myers right around 8. Alex Chappie, who played very well on Tuesday night, is at 6.5 a game, so it's a balanced Anna attack. It's our LaCal Equipment Student Athlete Spotlight segment right now here on Scores, broadcast.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center in Shelby County is a Scores founding partner, was with us when we began from our inception way back in 2006 and 7. Wouldn't be here today without the support, the assistance, the kindness of LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. LaCal came to Ohio in 1983 from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and it's been in Jackson Center in Shelby County since 1983, and here tonight under the LaCal Equipment spotlight is an Anna cheerleader. Well, no, not really a cheerleader. She's one of the mascots. There are three people from Anna, three students, who are under the Ronnie Rocket mascot uniform, one of whom is Ava Pettit. She is a senior at Anna. She's one of the three Ronnie Rocket mascots. She's here tonight. She is the daughter of Keith and Leslie. Leslie, by the way, is an Anna graduate. Ava plays golf, loves her driver club, avid golfer, takes part in FFA. And it's year number 3 for her as a Ronnie Rocket mascot. How about that?
That's pretty cool.
She's got a brother, Reese, freshman basketball player at Anna. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. We'll return with more.
Great support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. LaCal proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
Well, we've got at least several hundred in the stands at the Thunderdome for this game tonight between Anna and Valley View across the way in blue. A few hundred from the Germantown area. And Anna folks, to our right, we are in the northwest corner of the Thunderdome, mezzanine level, looking across the way at the Valley View section. Anna directly to our right on the near side. Good crowd filing in. It should be a fine game between the Spartans and the Rockets. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, Ohio, offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight, key building components for sure. Anna needs to start well. Rockets have not, and more often than not, here in the last several weeks. And this Valley View team needs to play through Denny out front, Fritz in the middle. How will Anna defend those two fine scorers who are averaging about 37 points per game between them? Denny and Fritz for Valley View. Remember now, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Key building components at Francis Schulze. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Important for Anna to start fast, shake off that early first half doldrums that the Rockets have experienced. And will Valley View suffer through some early game jitters? Game one here in tournament play, and game one on this floor, obviously, for the Valley View Spartans, a young team.
Very young team. I mean, their two best players are freshmen.
Yep.
But by this time, they've got a whole season behind them. I'm trying to think of some matchups, and I think they might start Heitkamp on Denny, because Heitkamp's got the athletic ability to stay with anybody defensively, and that would give him a little bit of size on him defensively.
Three seniors, perhaps, in the starting lineup for Anna, two juniors. And for Valley View, a couple of seniors, a couple of freshmen, and a sophomore. You may have heard the buzzer in the background, sending both teams off the floor to their benches. We'll have starting lineups opening tip upcoming in a couple or 3 minutes here from Northmont. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call
1-800-498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rod and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rod and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
The starting lineup being introduced now for the Anna Rockets. Jacob Ferroz gets the call at guard. He is a 5'10 junior, along with Mason Carey at a wing, a 6'1" senior. Trey Heitkamp in the opening five. Heitkamp, a 6'2" senior. Brady Winning starts in the middle, 6'4" sophomore, and Alex Chappie opens in the beginning five. He is a junior, stands 6'3" tall. I think I caught that starting five accurately, Chuck, as they were introduced.
Right. Yep.
Ferroz and Carey, along with Heitkamp and Winning and Chappie for Anna. And you can expect the likes of Evan Myers and Derek Madden, 6'2", 6'3", respectively, to come off the bench mighty soon. For the Valley View Spartans, Micah Valenti, 10 points a game, 6-foot senior, starts at a wing. Brody Denny out front, 5'11", freshman, brother of head coach Zach Denny. Anthony Valenti, 5'10", sophomore, at a guard position. Jed Lynch, 5'9", senior on the perimeter. Ty Fritz, 6'6" freshman, 14 points a game. Denny, by the way, as we've noted a few times already tonight, better than 22, almost 23 points per outing. Other than Fritz, this is a pretty small Valley View club out on the floor to start the game, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at Fritz, and he's a pretty solid kid. I mean, he's got room to grow, but, you know, he's not a beanpole. So, you know, they're going to have to put a body on him. They're going to have to know where he is.
Anna Rockets wear the visiting green tonight, white numerals, white piping down the sides of the shorts. Valley View with that white from top to bottom and the traditional Valley View blue numbers in the middle of the jerseys. Anna will be moving away from us from left to right on your computer screen or phone as you imagine things here at the Thunderdome. Valley View coming towards you right to left. Opening tip to start the game is won by Valley View, which goes to Fritz, baseline left. On top to Denny. Denny in the right corner to Lynch. Coming out to catch is Brody Denny. Oh, he's got a little avenue, a crease to the rim, drives, lays it up strong. Rebound, Anna. Here's Trey Heitkamp barging down the floor on the giddy-up. Hustles into the lane, missed the shot on the go, but a foul against Valley View. A couple of free throws upcoming here for Anna.
That's Anna's best offense is rebound and run.
What you see out of Valley View in its first possession, Chuck?
Well, I mean, they didn't do a whole lot. And Denny, I mean, he took the ball. It wasn't a bad look at the basket, but he ran into Heitkamp.
Free throw by Trey Heitkamp of Anna is good. And the Rockets lead it 1-0. Make it 2-0. Both foul shots dead center for Heitkamp of Anna. Played a half minute here in the opening quarter. Valley View up and over the timeline. It's Denny, head of the key. Nobody checks him. Passes off to a teammate, Micah Valeni, who scores. Nifty layup. Valeni saw the opening develop, a crack in the Anna defense, and he took it to the house. Game tied at 2. 7:10 left to go opening quarter. On the arc for Anna, it's for Rose. He's 25 feet away, high left to Shappy. Ball dealt to Winning in the left corner, back to the basket. Outside the arc on the right to Shappy. Valley View defensively, Chuck, man-to-man.
Straight man-to-man, yep.
Getting free, baseline left is Carey. Doesn't shoot, goes opposite to Shappy. Outside the arc on the left to Ferroz. He launches a long three. It's off the flange, no good. Rebound Valley View. Reach-in foul in backcourt against Anna.
Silly foul. You're probably not going to score from 80 feet away.
Game tied at 2. 6:40 left to go here in the first quarter. Valley View will inbound in backcourt. Jed Lynch will have the honors. He delivers into Denny. Denny picked up by Ferroz. Interesting matchup right there. Junior Ferroz on the freshman Denny. Ferroz hustles after him at the timeline. They clear out for Denny. He goes into the right corner, nearly walked. He's in trouble. Throws it away. Picked up by Heitkamp. Ahead to Ferroz to Carey. Layup, yes. Well done by Carey out in front on the fast break. 4-2 Anna. Valley View attacking in the left corner. It's Tyler Fritz. Tries to find a teammate in the lane. It's Valeni. Ball is spanked free by Anna. Picked back up, though, by Valley View in the corner. Here's a long three ball. Good by Lynch. Lynch was behind the arc right down below us. And on the second possession of that trip down the floor, Valley View makes it happen. Here is Anna at the foul line, down the one. 5:46 left opening period. Shappy gives it up in the left corner to Heitkamp and nearly walks. Goes to the elbow. Fadeaway jump shot wide right. Rebound Valley View. Saved inbounds right to Anna's Winning. He missed a banker. Loose ball right corner. Anna's got it. Foul Valley View. Hooking from behind.
Yeah, Winning. I think he found himself more open than he thought he was going to be and just overshot the basket.
5:31 to go, first quarter. Valley View 5, Anna 4. Ball lobbed in right up front, right in front of the rim. Winning goes up to Spirit, catches and scores in the same motion. Five-footer, bullseye, good play. 6-5, Anna in the lead by a point. 5:18 to go in the first quarter. Here is Denny attacking, gets in close, makes things happen. Feeds Valeni, Micah Valeni. Short shot, low post left. Good assist by Denny of Valley View.
Well, Denny's getting around Ferroz and then finding the open man. They're going to have to make a change.
Carey in the post for Anna. Turnaround 10-foot J. Short, no good. Rebound Valley View, which is up 7-6. Here's a 2-on-1 break. Spartan stop outside the lane in the right. Jumper by Anthony Valeni. Rimmed around two or three times and spun in. He could have passed off to a teammate. Valley View hurry down the floor in a jiffy. Got a 2-on-1 breaker, and stopping on a dime was Anthony Valeni, who knocked it down to give Valley View the biggest lead of this game so far, 9-6 with 4:34 to go in the first quarter. Anna has it knocked out at midcourt. Heitkamp will throw it back in. This does not look like a real young team so far, Chuck, in Valley View, which is playing for the first time on this floor. Anna with a bad pass, baseline right. Carey couldn't reach it. Out of bounds to the Spartans.
Well, I'm not sure that maybe a timeout just to settle them down wouldn't be
something that Coach Barhorst needs to do. Good beginning for Valley View, playing right with Anna, leading by three. Nearly half the first quarter gone. Here's a pass deflected by Carey. Loose ball picked up by Wenning of Anna. Ahead to Carey. Little burst. He stops on a dime outside the lane of the left. 15-footer rolled around, came off. Rebounded by Valley View. Long throw down the floor to Fritz. Broken up, loose ball in the lane. Spartans have it. Shot made by Micah Valeni. He was Johnny on the spot. Cleaned it up. Anna needs that timeout. Trailing Valley View 11-6 with 3:56 to go in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Valley View's got the lead. 5-point edge, 11-6. 3:40 left to go here in the first period. Anna attacking to our right. Evan Meyer, 6'2 junior, on the floor now. Faroe still in, head of the key carry to Myers, baseline left, then a throw into the lane to Wenning in Valley View, real scrappy, gets a mid on the ball and claws it away. Here come the Spartans, up the floor coming toward us. It's Denny on the arc, Faroe's on him, circling the baseline, going all the way to the rack on the play is Denny. It is up on the iron, comes off, rebound slap free from Fritz, Anna's got it. Rockets down five. Valley View missed a chance there to go up seven. We're near the three-minute mark, first quarter. 11-6 Spartans. Mason Carey, top of the circle. Is that a zone defense now by Valley View?
Yeah, they're in a 2-3 now.
Uh-huh. Ball fed into the lane to Wenning. Wenning open look below the foul stripe. Turnaround, Jay got it. Big hoop for Anna's Wenning. 11-8 the score in favor of Valley View. Here's Denny. He is pounding on the floor. Dribbling hard as he enters the top of the circle. Jostled all the way into the paint area. Foul against Anna. 2:45 to go here in the first quarter play. Valley View in the lead 11-8 over Anna. Derek Madden, 6'3 senior, on the floor now for the Rockets. Ball inbounded on the arc to the three-point shooter for Valley View. It's a long one pumped up there by Micah Valeni. Short. Rebound down to Anna. Forecourt left. It's Evan Myers. He chucks one from behind the arc. Hits the back flange. No good. Long rebound to Myers. Feeds it to a teammate outside the arc on the left. It's Eichkamp. He guns it from long range. No good. Long board to Anna. And a spot-up jumper by Wenning is in from 15. Hit the elbow on the right. Four straight points by Anna, 11-10 Valley View, 2:12 left, first quarter of play. Dribbling hard into the lane goes Anthony Valeni. Throws near corner to Micah. He lets it fly. Bombs away. Three-pointer good.
He's got 9 points here in a quarter.
What a start for Micah Valenti of Valley View, averaging a little over 10 points per game. He's almost there already. 4-point lead, Spartans, 1:46 to go in the first. Anna with the ball in the right corner. It's Wenning out high to Carey. Valley View has employed two different defenses so far in a zone at the moment. Here's Myers. Here's Heitkamp. Here's Carey. 28-footer high left. Bullseye. He's got it. Mason Carey hurled in a three. Boy, he hoisted up a long one. That may stand as the longest shot of the night.
Oh, he's got great range.
14-13 in favor of Anna. Here's a dribble drive to Denny. He's pinched by two defenders, backpedals into the paint, and he took steps. Good call by the official.
Yep.
Valley View led with just under four to go in the first quarter, 11-6. Anna has scratched back. It's 14-13 Valley View. Just over a minute to play, period number one. High left, it's Carey, goes to the foul line for Anna, whips it into the right corner to Madden. Baseline right to teammate Heitkamp. Now it goes to the foul line to Winning. He's got a good look from there. Shots off to the right. No good. Rebound Valley View. Hustling after it, Fritz. 48 ticks on the clock. Late first quarter. Oh, setting up and shooting a long three on the play is Denny. Nobody was on him. He pumped one up from side court, short. Empty possession. Anna's got it back. Heitkamp barges down the right side of the lane. Flips one in on the go, but he's fouled on the floor.
Maybe the OHSAA will put in a rule where you can decline that and take the basket.
It negates the field goal foul before he left the hardwood. Ball inbounded by Anna. Baseline right of the rim. Valley View up one, 14-13. Half minute left in the first. Ball thrown right corner to Myers. Myers is unguarded for Anna, and he launches from long distance. No, off the heel. Long board to Valley View, which will play for one. 20 seconds to go in the first. Dribbling some more is Denny on the arc. Goes to Fritz at the foul line. He wants to drive down the lane. Has his shot deflected. Loose ball rebound below the rim. Anna's got it with six to play in the opening quarter. Hustling up the court is Carey to midcourt with two left. High right, spinning, shooting. 28-footer, lip the rim, no good. First quarter's in the books. It was a good one. Valley View 14, Anna 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Frisch's Fish Fry is back, and we've got something delicious for every day of the week. Get our zesty hand-breaded lemon pepper fish sandwich topped with lettuce and our original tartar sauce. Available every day. Stop in, carry out, or order online at Frisch's DoorDash and Uber Eats. Or bring the fam on Fridays for our unlimited seafood bar for only $12.99. Loaded with all your favorites, like baked or fried whitefish, crispy shrimp, ooey-gooey mac and cheese, and more. Frisch's is your place for fish fry all season long. Catch it before it's gone.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, did Mike Valenti ever make the plays in that first quarter for Valley View? He made our Wise Bridge plays of that first quarter. Make your next play with Wise Bridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wise Bridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wise Bridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wise Bridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
First possession, second quarter. Anna settles for a long, long three. It's short, tipped out of bounds below the rim by Valley View. Spartans lead by one. First half minute of the second quarter play. Anna below the basket. Inbounds. Low on the left to Heitkamp. Shot missed on the play. No good. Rebound Valley View. Knocked away. Heitkamp gets the loose ball and lays it in. Anna on top by one. 15-14. Only one basket for Valley View since the four-minute mark of the first quarter. Anna with a near steal right down below us in the Spartans' half court. It's inbounded now by Chase Wallace, 5'10 sophomore, in off the bench. Ferroz has been on Denny most of the time, right, Chuck?
Yeah, he's been on most of the time. Heitkamp has picked him up a little bit. They're doing a nice job on him.
Here's Wallace outside the lane to the right. Goes into the right corner to Denny, nearly walked. Feeds it opposite to Fritz. Fritz uncorks a triple. It is missed. Too hard. Rebound Anna. Up the court, Heitkamp skips it cross-court on the play to Shappy. One-point lead, Anna. Top of the circle, straight away, it's Carey. He's free. He lets it fly. It's in and out. No good. Rebound Valley View. Three-on-two break. Denny pulls up, chucks up a bomb. It's good. What a shot. Brody Denny let it fly and connected. And right away, head coach Zach Denny gets a timeout. Valley View 17, Anna 15. 6:42 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work.
Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
As Anna brings the ball up the floor, Valley View presses, and the Spartans get a steal. Anna tries to make a theft right back and fouls. Anna was a bit too aggressive, got a piece of the arm. Valley View possession with the 6:35 to go here in quarter number two. 2-point lead Spartans. Like the way Valley View, Chuck, may have the advantage, 3-on-2, 2-on-1, but they are not opposed, the Spartans, to pulling up and taking the long outside three-point shot.
No, and I like the way, I mean, his coaching, that's the way I used to, but he's changed defenses four times.
Here is Brody Denny, top of the circle for Valley View. They clear out for him down the left lane line. He goes, puts one up on the rim. No, but a foul against Anna. Brody Denny strolls to the stripe, shooting two. Anna had sneaked ahead by a point, 15-14. Then a three-pointer by Denny. Now a foul shot by Denny. And the Spartans lead it 18-15.
Do you have his free throw stats? Do you know what he shoots, or do we have that?
I've got it somewhere, but okay. It's better than 80%.
All right, there you go. I just with his stroke, you would assume it would be.
19-15 in favor of Valley View. Both shots right in the middle. And I love this pressure by Valley View in backcourt. It's given Myers fits. Up ahead, it goes to Heitkamp. He storms into the right corner. Cross court to Shappy. Almost shot it. Back out to Carey. Anna resets. 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. 19-15 Valley View. High right, Heitkamp. Top of the circle, Shappy. Looked it over, passed up the shot again. Gave it away to Carey. Carey on the handoff to Winning. Now Valley View is switched back into what appears to be a man.
Man again.
Right wing Evan Myers around a player, slipped and fell, shot was short. Good defense, Valley View. Here come the Spartans on the run. Here's a lead out pass down the floor to Wallace, blocked at the rim, taken away by Carey of Anna. Head to Heitkamp, one on one against a Valley View defender. Heitkamp banks it up and it's good.
That was strong.
19-17 Valley View, but two. 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. Danny at midcourt takes it all the way. Barging right down the lane, slips between two defenders and hooks it up and in.
He's got seven now just in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. So
nice left-handed delivery. Motoring toward the basket. 4-point lead Valley View. Make it two. Turn around Jay in the paint. Yes, by Winning of Anna.
He's got four deuces now, eight for the game.
21-19, the lead two for Valley View. 4:57 to go here in the second quarter. We've got an offensive foul on Denny in the right corner. He extended the forearm. Anna gets the ball back, trailing by a basket. Apparently a moving screen on Fritz. Number two on him.
Yep.
So the big frosh in the middle for Valley View has got a couple personals. Valley View appears on this possession to have reset itself in a zone. Here, Anna attacking to our right. It's Heitkamp, 35 feet away. 4:40 left, second quarter. Ball fired into the paint to Winning. Winning's got a little crease toward the basket and makes a six-footer right in front. What a game for Brady Winning of Anna.
Having a terrific first half. Valley View went to a 1-3-1 that time. They've changed the defense. There's a fifth different defense here in the first quarter and a half.
Coach Denny doing his best to keep Anna off balance. Oh, here's a great feed from out of the arc by Wallace. Wallace and a teammate scooting in from the right corner. Mike Cavallini, fine assist, layup good. Scoreboard reads 21-all, 4:19 to go in the second quarter. Bodies hit the deck after the made basket as team started to hustle to the other end of the court. The officials momentarily stopped play.
Well, they didn't count the basket, so they called that a block or a charge. He'd already made the basket.
I missed it completely. I apologize to our listeners. I thought Valley View clearly made the goal.
He did.
and somehow it was discounted. I'm at a loss. Here is Anna, far right side of the floor. Ball thrown down low left, on the left to Myers. From short range, rimmed it, and there's winning for Anna. Oh, what a stellar game by him. He got the offensive rebound, was hacked on the arm as the 6'4" sophomore stuck it back up, missed it, but he earns two free ones here. Shot is good, 22-21 Anna. And apparently that last field goal made by Valley View was negated offensive foul.
Boy, it's not the way I saw it, but yeah. They didn't give me a whistle, so it doesn't matter.
Second free throw by Winning. Yep, Anna in the lead by two, 23-21. Valley View's biggest lead was halfway through the first at 11-6. Valley View down by a basket. Denny top of the circle, splits a couple defenders. There he goes down the lane, shovels it up. It is short, rebounded by Shappy of Anna. Backcourt to Carey, ahead to Heitkamp. Heitkamp skips across court to Shappy. Shappy behind the arc. Looks like a man defense from Valley View. And a player open left wing, letting it fly. Heitkamp, swish, a long one. 24-footer, Heitkamp of Anna. 5-point lead, Rockets, timeout, Spartans. 3:26 left in the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Up over the last 8.5 minutes of playing time, Anna's outscored Valley View by 10. Valley View led 11-6 with 3:56 to go in the first. Now here in the second with 3:15 remaining, it's 26-21 in favor of Anna. Spartans have got to get the big man Fritz a little more involved on the inside. Chuck, during the break, what were you saying about the play of Denny at guard?
He's starting to show a little bit of the freshman. He's trying too hard. He's trying to do too much. He needs to just relax, let the game come to him, and he'll be all right.
Here's a good drive by the Spartans from the right corner. It is Chase Wallace. He's handcuffed as he took it to the rim, tried to lay it up around the corner of the backboard, and he was walloped on the elbow, and he's at the stripe with two. First one up and in to make it 26-22.
That was Heitkamp's second foul. That's not what they need. They need to keep this lead and let him sit.
So Fritz has got two for Valley View. Heitkamp's got two for Anna. Both foul shots up and in by Wallace of the Spartans. 26-23, Anna. 3:08 to go, second quarter of play. Token pressure midcourt on Evan Myers of Anna, who fakes right, goes left, top of the circle, foul line, left corner to Shappy. Thought about letting one go, didn't. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Carey. Now Shappy fades back, unloads a long three. It hit the heel, no good. Rebound low on the left by Anna. Anna salvages the possession. Ball dealt to Shappy. Oh, he's got room to roam. Right down the lane. Shappy to the cup. Up and in. Unguarded. Oh, he saw daylight. Took advantage. 28-23. Anna back up a five. Valley View's Denny on the arc. Two men run at him. Ball dealt to Lynch. Ball flipped into the right corner. Anna on a deflect out of bounds. 2:26 left, second period. 5-point lead, Anna, 28-23. Valley View's Denny throwing in about three steps from the left corner on the baseline. Feeds it into Lynch, back to Denny. Here's a fadeaway triple in the air. Got it.
Wow.
Good-looking shot by Denny of Valley View. 2-point game, 28-26, Anna. 2:13 left. Second quarter, ball bobbled, but Carey nearly walked, drives into the lane, open player, low on the left. It is Myers on the finish. Good assist, fine catch and score by Evan Myers.
Yeah, they must have said that he got the ball tipped away from him, so that's the only reason it wasn't a double dribble.
Oh, look out, here's a drive down the right side of the lane on the dead run. Anthony Valeni hits one off the backboard. Wow, that's one you might not try in horse. He was well guarded. What a play by Valenti of Valley View to make it a 30-28 game. Minute 36 to go here in the first half. Each team's offense very efficient at the moment. Here's a half hook outside the lane on the right by Shappy. Way short. Rebound hammered out of bounds by Valley View. Tell you what, the Spartans are getting some decent scoring other than Denny, the leading scorer on the year at nearly 23 a game.
Yeah, Valeni had the 9-point start, and Denny's got 10 here in the quarter.
Anna inbounds to Carey behind the screen, high right, missed it, outside jumper, no good. Stick back up and in on the play by Madden. Oh, right spot, right time. He cleaned it up off the window. Madden on the rebound. Quickly, here's Valley View trying a three, a long ranger outside the arc by Anthony Valeni. Short, no good. Rebound kicks to the timeline. Anna's got it. 1 minute to go in the first half. 32-28, Anna up four. Shappy outside the arc. Again, he's not guarded. Here's Shappy down the paint, all the way to the cup. In off the window. Boy, he is seeing something. Valley View not watching Shappy very closely. Here is Denny, a quick trigger, long three after one pass into the half court. No good by Valley View. Rebound Anna, which is up six. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Shappy outside the arc straight away. Gives it up high right to Carey. Shuffled top of the circle to Madden. Oh, did he get up off his toes? Up and down. It's a violation.
Yeah, shouldn't even be thinking about shooting it with a 6-point lead and 25 seconds to go and a half.
You're right.
Get that last shot. Worst it can be is you're up six.
And you can bet the Spartans will play for one. 34-28, Anna's biggest spread of this game. We've had some 5-point leads. This is the first 6-pointer. Down to 16, 15, 14 seconds left. Anthony Valeni into the lane. It goes to Fritz. Back to Anthony in the left corner. And he pours in a three ball. 6 seconds to go in the first half. Anna by three. Midcourt, it's Carey. Herky-jerky move down the lane. Wild pass off the hands of an Anna player. Out of bounds, low on the left. 1.3 remaining. Anna really didn't have the opening to make that pocket pass. Too many white jerseys in the way. And here is a violation into the floor. Stepping in too soon on the throw. Anthony Valeni of Valley View. That gives Anna the ball underneath the hoop.
He started to make the pass, and he was covered. And he took a step in as he threw it.
Anna by three, 34-31. 1.3 on the clock, late second quarter. Rockets inbound against the Spartans. Low on the left, ball lobbed into the lane. Caught by Heitkamp. He catches and scores. What a play. Well done by Anna. Rockets did that twice in the first half. Once winning on the finish. That time Heitkamp, as he peeled off a screen into the paint, caught the inbounds pass at his apex and looped it in for two. Anna 36, Valley View 31, here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
This is Scores, broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Scores, broadcast.com. Exciting, entertaining second round sectional game, Division III boys action here at the Thunderdome at Northmont tonight. Anna in the lead, 36-31 over Valley View. I think Valley View led by one at the end of the first quarter. Is that right, Judd?
14-13.
Wow. 23-point second quarter for Anna, which didn't see in that second period the kind of defense the Rockets see game in, game out in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, Shappy went out, and Fritz had to go out of the game. That's who was guarding him early.
Yep.
And, boy, he was just ball faking and just rolling down the lane. He had three straight just easy baskets. 17-8 rebounding advantage for the Rockets. 8-1 on the offensive board. That's amazing.
Our halftime report, by the way, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigam in Sydney. Chuck?
Got way ahead of myself, sorry. Six turnovers each. 4-for-4 from the free throw line for the Rockets. 4-for-4 also for the Spartans. For re-scoring for Valley View, they were led by Brody Denny with 10. And then they got 7 from Anthony Valenti, 9 from Micah Valenti, 3 from Jed Lynch, 3 from Wallace. Fritz didn't score. They scored 14 and 17, 31 points. That's a pretty good half.
Yep.
On the other side, Wenning had 13. Heitkamp had 11. Then they got 5 from Mason Carey, 4 from Shappy, 2 each from Myers and Madden. They scored 13 and 23, and they lead at 36-31 at the half.
5-point lead, Anna over Valley View at the break. Excellent Division III boys tourney game here tonight at the Thunderdome at Northmont High School. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigam in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigam. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigam has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigam can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro. J&J Brodigham.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one. And he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the Thunderdome at Northmont. Anna 36, Valley View 31. We're a minute away from the start of our third quarter. A superb round two, Division III boys high school basketball game here tonight. Anna took advantage of a couple of dandy assists out of bounds underneath the basket in that first half. Beautiful lob passes right in front of the rim. Winning scored. Heitkamp scored. Those were two big Wisebridge plays of that first half. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Chuck, you asked earlier about the foul shooting of Valley View and specifically Denny. And I said I thought he was at 80% or better. He's right at 80. Fritz at 75. The team shoots at 74%.
That's very good.
9 or 10 points higher than Anna. So if it comes down to foul shooting on paper, coming into the game, Spartans have the edge. Valley View ball to start the third. Denny off a screen, straight away, top of the circle. No good, off the flange. Long rebound to Anna. Evan Myers down the floor for the Rockets, a lead by 5. 36-31. Early stage, second half. Foul line open, winning. Swish! Jump shot, 15-footer. What a game for the sophomore. Brady winning of Anna. 7-point game at the moment. Denny outside the arc on the left, into the lane to Fritz. He backs down Chappie. Power strong to the rim, overshot it. Good defense by Chappie. Long board to Anna. Fire down the floor to Myers. Myers on the giddy-up toward the rim. Oh, he was bothered at the basket. Good play by Fritz. Rebound down to Valley View. Here's Denny up and under, left hand. No good on the run to the cup, but a foul against Anna. Three on Heitkamp of Anna.
Yeah, that's not good.
38-31, Rockets by seven. Biggest lead of this game, 6:54 to go here in the third quarter. Couple free throws for Denny. Swish on the foul shot. You remarked on his stroke, shooting threes and at the free throw line earlier. It is flawless. Second shot by Denny in the air. Ooh, it rattled around twice.
You got him.
Rattled around and came out. Rebound down to Chappie of Anna. 6-point game. Ball thrown to Winning. Near side. 3-point jump shooter left open is Myers, and he cans it. The lead for Anna stretched to 9. 41-32. Anna really starting to warm up. 6.5 to go in the third. Denny top of the circle foul line. Spin move down the lane. Running one-hander. It's on the rim. Short. Rebound carry of Anna. Ahead to Myers. Myers in the left corner. Around a man to the rim. Loops it up. It hit the heel. No good. Rebound Winning. Stolen on the play by Valenti. Micah Valenti down the floor for Valley View. Into the lane. Ball knocked away by Anna. Loose ball outside the arc on the left. A long triple is good. Long range bomb on the play by Anthony Valenti. Big basket for Valley View, which was in danger of going down double digits on Anna's last trip. It's now a 6-point game, 41-35. Mason Carey, head of the key for Anna, looks for a cutter, can't find one. Gives it up to Winning inside the arc on the left wing. Near steal, out high, but Chase Wallace of Valley View. Then spotting up and letting go the three is Carey. A lot of rim, no good. Rebound Winning. He brought it down, and Valley View spiked it free. Long lead out down the floor. Micah Valenti took the over-the-shoulder pass and scored. 41-37. Five quick points for Valley View. And we've got a violation in midcourt. Anna threw it over and back. Rockets were not alert.
No. Carey threw the ball, and Feroz was kind of looping along behind, and he was still in the backcourt.
Yep, a little bit of laziness. Valley View to take advantage. Five straight points for the Spartans. Anna had a possession up 9, couldn't convert. Meyer's shot was close, but Valley View has responded. 41-37, 5 minutes left, third quarter. Valley View trails Anna before. Fritz at the foul line. Chappie reaches in, pries it loose. Fritz gets it back. And then we've got a tie-up occurring on the play. From the backside, Winning got a paw right on top of the leather, and the official looked at the arrow and said, Anna possession.
Boy, I tell you what, Fritz is just not in sync in this game tonight.
Nope. If Tyler Fritz can get going, Valley View can take this right down to the finish, that's for sure. Deep left corner, Chappie left open for Anna. Lets it fly. Bingo! He has not been guarded well by Valley View. Scouting report said, let him go. Chappie's made Valley View pay. Valley View races into the forecourt. Reach-in foul called against Anna with 4:39 remaining in quarter number three. Anna in the lead, 44-37.
Chappie has been playing the last half of the season incredibly well for Anna on the offensive end.
Yep, Chappie and Winning giving the Rockets big lifts. Ball rotated down low on the left to Fritz. Fritz in the paint, spins, puts it up on the iron. He's fouled in the act of shooting, and the ball dances in. Big basket by Fritz. He goes to the stripe with a free throw. Chance for the three-point play the old-fashioned way. 44-39, Anna, 4:33 to go here in the third. Free throw by Fritz is around and off. No good. Rebound down to Anna as Myers in backcourt. Myers gives it up on the play to Carey. To Myers in the left corner. Evan hangs on. Straight away to Winning. He's dribbled once. Oh, he double dribbled, got away with it. The referees lost track of that first dribble because there were about 3 seconds between the dribbles. jump foul line jump shot. I'll get it straight sooner or later. Missed by Anna. It goes out of bounds below the rim to Valley View.
Yeah, it's got an air ball from about 12 feet.
Very odd possession by Anna. Official missed a clear double dribble. And then Anna out of sync. Fired one up that didn't hit the rim from the free throw stripe. 5-point lead, Anna. Oh, here's a great drive by Denny in the lane. Dumps it down low on the left to Fritz. His shot's crammed out of bounds by Anna.
Boy, Shappy got a nice block there.
Boy, the defensive job of Shappy on Fritz has been one of the keys to this game. 44-39, Anna by 5, 3:54 to go in the third quarter. Fritz on the arc, gives it up to Denny. Then he tries to drive from the left corner, hacked on the arm while releasing the ball. He knew he would draw contact, and he's at the stripe with two coming. Now Fritz and Denny have missed two of their last three free throws between them. That shot by Denny is perfect, 44-40. Anna before, Anna led 41-32. With six to go here in the third quarter. Both free throws by Valley View good in the person of Denny. And it's 44-41. Anna in front of the three. Here's Myers up the floor for Anna. He's got a slice of real estate in the lane open. Stopped on a dime. Oh, he dragged the pivot foot. Turn it right back to Valley View.
That's where you teach him to jump stop, and that won't happen.
3:35 to go, third quarter. Valley View, once down 9, can tie it here with a 3. 3.5 left, third quarter. Fritz, high post. Hand off to Wallace. On the arc to the 3-point shooter. Here's a long one to Micah Valenti. It is no good off the flange. Rebound in the lane by Fritz. 10-footer, hit the back iron. No. Rebound to Anna. Valley View missed a couple of good opportunities there. Shappy, top of the circle to Myers, 30 feet away for Anna. 3 minutes left, third quarter. Anna up 3. Left side of the floor, Shappy looks for Myers cutting. No chance. Cross court to Madden. Madden behind the arc, goes foul line to Myers. He steps below the foul stripe. Lift the rim, no good. In and out on a 12-footer. Rebound down to Valley View. Long heave to Micah Valenti. On the dead run into the lane. No, off the flange. Rebound down to Anna. Anna still up 3. Here is Carey. Around one man, another. Shovels it toward the rim, knowing he was going to get fouled. 2 free throws coming for Carey for Anna. Oh, Valley View, Chuck. Had, what, 2 or 3 empty possessions?
Yeah, they had 2 really good looks at it that last possession, yep. And could not get it in the basket.
Spartans with opportunities to cut the deficit to 1 or tie. 2 free throws at the stripe here for Mason Carey of Anna, and he shoots and hits, and it's 45-41. Rockets in the lead before.
Mason Carey is a very savvy basketball player.
6'1 senior, fires and makes. Oh, he's got a lot of good instincts, natural know-how. Both foul shots made by Carey. 5-point lead, Anna. Here is Denny. He's driving into the lane, twisting, turning, and he banked it in. What a shot by Denny of the Spartans. 46-43, Anna by 3 again. 2:20 left, third quarter. Here's Carey driving below the rim. Goes opposite to Shappy on the arc. Bullseye! 3-pointer. Shappy. Anna by 6, 49-43. 2:08 to go here in the third. Denny's open. Sets his sights on a 28-footer. No good off the back flange. Rebound in the lane. Stuck up and in on the play. Nice job on the inside
that
by
Peyton Flannery.
Peyton Flannery, 6'3 junior, in off the bench. Boy, he got the board and bulldozed his way to the cup. Good effort by him.
He's a big kid.
Big goal by Valley View to trim the Anna lead to 4, 49-45. Last trip down, Shappy fired into 3 for Anna. Here's Myers, splits a couple defenders in the lane, and it's knocked loose. A white jersey's got it. Outlet pass to Denny. Valley View down 4. Denny foul line. Tried to loop it down inside for a teammate. No one home. And it goes out of bounds.
Now, Anna's doing this. They're keeping their 4-point lead. Heitkamp has not played but about a minute and a half here in the third quarter.
Have good observation, Chuck. Without Heitkamp, Anna up 4. It's been as many as nine. It's 49-45, a minute 15 left in the third. Timeout called by Anna's head coach, Nate Barhorst. 49-45 Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Well, Valley View got a nice boost off the bench from Peyton Flannery, 6'3 junior. Got a solid basket in the lane a moment ago. Anna inbounds, dribbling into the left corner. On a hurry goes Carey. Thought he had an opening. Spartans reached in and shook the ball loose out of bounds. Foul called on Valley View. Anna ball below the rim to the right of the basket. 70 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball thrown to Shappy behind the arc. Shot fake. Makes a move toward the rim. Powers to the basket and scores. Muscle shot by Shappy. Wow, what a night. Career evening for him.
He has been terrific.
Dribble drive. Denny into the lane. Oh, he pulled the trigger. Short-armed it. No good. Rebound Shappy. One on three. Shappy out of control. Lost the ball. Anna picked it up. Valley View wasn't aware. Anna still has it. 46 seconds to go. Third quarter. 51-45 Anna. Carry between the circles. Anna will spread the floor. Two fouls on Valley View in the period. Four on Anna.
Well, Flannery's ended up on top with Carey, and they're going to have to switch that because there's no way he could guard him.
Right. And now Flannery is on winning. Outside the arc on the right, Carey for Anna. 21 seconds to go, third quarter. Carey fakes left, goes right. A foul to give for Valley View. A bump caused by Denny. 19.5 left here in the third quarter. Anna's in the lead by six. Shappy will inbound far side of the court. He'll be checked by Micah Valenti. He goes to midcourt to Myers. Myers to Carey. Carey 25 feet away, 10 seconds to go. At the Bolts logo at midcourt, it's Myers. He starts a drive. He angles down the right side of the lane. Hatchet job while shooting. And he's awarded two. 6.3 left. Important play there, enabling Anna to get two free throws. Only the fourth foul on Valley View in the period. But releasing the shot was Myers when he was chopped on the arm. And Evan sinks the foul shot. Anna's lead is 7, 52-45, 6.3 left, quarter number 3. Second free throw here by Myers. One, two bounces, flexes the knees. It is in and out, no good. Rebounded, tipped away to Denny at midcourt with 3 to go. Top of the circle with 2 to go. Running one-hander, three-pointer. Yes, it counts. It counts. Was there a foul to boot, Chuck?
Denny, there was, but I'm not sure they called it.
Denny went flying to the floor, and he's remaining out on the court at the free throw line.
Yeah.
He was belted as he released it. About a 33, 34-footer. You knew he would take the shot. Anna was all over him. He still let it fly and knocked it down. He sinks the free throw, and we've got a four-point game on a four-point play by Denny of Valley View. Three quarters in the books. It's a great one here at the Thunderdome. Anna 52 and Valley View 49 on the made foul shot by Denny here on scoresbroadcast.com.
it's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Chuck, as we start the fourth quarter, a quick recap of individual scoring. How many for Denny?
He's got 15, 19.
19 for Denny. Anna being led by a couple of hot shots.
Winning has 15, and Shappy has 12.
Valley
in that quarter.
Valley View ball to start the fourth. Here's a wide open left corner jumper by Wallace. No good. Rebound low on the right. Good. Stuck back up and in off the window by Fritz. 52-51, Valley View within one. Anna once led 41-32. Nice streak here, 19-11 in favor of Valley View over the last 6 minutes plus. Little give and go down the lane. Hand off Madden, dealt it to Shappy. Shot no, foul Valley View. Good two-person combination there by Anna. Almost got the field goal plus the foul. Shappy's got to earn the points at the stripe. 7:18 to go, fourth quarter, 52-51, Anna. Shappy aims and makes it. What a career night for Shappy of Anna.
Got 13 now.
Alex Shappy, 6'3", junior, football quarterback. He has sparkled on the hardwood. Up and in, both of them dead center. 54-51, Anna by three. Denny over the Thunderbolts logo at midcourt, picked up by Myers, 35 feet away. Screen set by Wallace. Denny stops his dribble on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Micah Valenti. Into the lane to Fritz. Back to Denny. Spins away from the man guarding him. Step back three. Wide left. Rebound left corner. It is garnered by Valley View, which still has the ball. Denny shakes free top of the circle. He's on the money with a triple. Got a good screen. Peeled off of it. Let it fly. In it went. We're tied at 54.
He's got his average.
6:30 left here in the fourth quarter. In the lane, Myers for Anna. Spins around Fritz. Shoots it up high off the backboard. No good. Loose ball rebound to Madden. He's in the paint. Left-hand hook. Five-footer. It missed. Rebound Valley View. Spartans can take the lead. 6:20 left. On a break. Down the floor to Denny in the right corner. Steps back. Shoots the three from nearly out of bounds. No good. Weak side rebound by Anna's carry. They head to Myers. Deep left corner, Madden. Couple of big possessions coming up each way right here. We're deadlocked at 54. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. Myers at midcourt picked up by Denny. Quits his dribble. Oh, a telegraph pass, far side of the court. It's nearly stolen by Valley View. Bobbled. Anna gets it back. Tipped away again. Myers has it in the lane. Feeds Heitkamp, who's open. Anna took advantage of a scattered floor. Well done by Anna. Heitkamp freed himself up and got the deuce. Denny, quick three, four-court right. Shot curved off to the left. Barely caught the rim. Went out of bounds.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm looking at Myers, and he's tired. He's coming out. Good choice.
He's been chasing Denny a lot here in this second half, and that three there by Denny was like a turnover. Quick trigger. Shot wasn't close. Anna up two. Gets the ball back. 5:22 to go in the fourth. One team foul. Valley View none. Anna. Fourth quarter. Carry top of the circle. Sprints to the foul line. Ducks under. Blocked from behind by Fritz. Loose ball picked up by Carey. Repositions and banks it in. Carey low on the right for Anna. Did the dirty work. Anna scored four straight to go up four. 58-54. Denny, top of the circle to the foul line. below the stripe, gives to Wallace. On the arc to Anthony Valeni. Back to Denny. He's at the elbow on the left. Slides into the lane, off balance, nearly walked. Shot deflected. Taken away by Hannah. Look out, down the floor. Bulldozing to the rim. Heitkamp is fouled while motoring hard toward the hoop. Two free throws here for Heitkamp of Anna, which is up four with 4:42 to go in the fourth.
The Rockets have had an answer for every Valley View run at them so far.
What a splendid game here at the Thunderdome tonight. The free throw by Heitkamp. Dips in, dips out. No good. Lead still four for the Rockets. 58-54. 4:42 left. Heitkamp again. He's got it. Lead is five. Anna on top. 59-54. 4:37 to go in the fourth. It's crunch time. Anna's not committed a foul here in the fourth quarter. On the arc, it's Anthony Valeni. Feeds Wallace into the lane. Wallace drives, and it's knocked away, stolen by Carey. Lead out down the floor to Farrows. Driving layup is in. Farrows leaked the other way. Anna got the steal. Anna up seven. Quickly attacking is Valley View. Off-balance shot in the lane by Anthony Valeni. No good. He hits the deck. Personal against Anna. Two free throws coming here for Valley View, which has seen Anna score seven straight.
That's the fourth foul on Heitkamp.
Four fouls on Heitkamp. Fritz still has three for Valley View, Chuck?
Yes.
Couple of free throws here for Anthony Valeni of Valley View. It's no good. And uncharacteristically, Chuck, Valley View's not shot free throws extremely well here in the second half. Not as good as they have all year.
Right.
Second shot, no good. Hit the back brace. Lane violation, Anna. And Valley View gets a reprieve at the charity stripe.
Let's see if he can pull the trifecta and miss the third one.
4:13 to go, fourth quarter. Anna on top of 7, 61-54. A 7-0 run after Valley View had tied it at 54 with 6 minutes left. Second shot rims, in and out, no good. Rebound batted around. Fritz got it off the board and scored. Big break there for Valley View. Here's Anna, dribble drive into the lane. Sloppy pass. Heitkamp intended to throw to winning. Stolen by Valley View. Here's a bust out the other way. And trailing from behind, a foul. It is Anna, a little aggressive, trying to catch up. It's common. Two fouls on each team here in the fourth. With 3:55 left, Anna up five, 61-56. How many free throws has Valley View missed here in the second half especially?
Well, they missed four, five.
Baseline left, Denny crowded, pinched by two defenders, awkward shot, no good. Rebound down to Anna. Anna up five, 61-56. Here's Farrows. He's got an avenue to the lane. Jump stop, 10-footer short. Rebound punched out of bounds by Valley View. 61-56, Anna, 3:41 left here in the fourth. Anybody's game. It is Carey inbounding on the arc. It goes to Winning. Quits his dribble, gives it straight away to Farrows. Now 30 feet out on the floor, it is Myers. Here's Farrows, caught by Shappy. Shappy wanted to go baseline, cut off. He's a marked man now. Myers, top of the circle, poked away from behind, and then thrown way out ahead to Denny. He's on the loose. Layup is good. Valley View gets a timeout. Big turn of events right there. Valley View could have seen Anna score a two or a three, and that would have sent the Spartans down by maybe as many as 6-7 points. Instead, Valley View gets a big bucket, and it's a three-point game with 3:15 to go. 61-58, Anna on scorersbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too.
Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Anna once led 41-32 here in this half. Valley View drew even at the six-minute mark in the fourth quarter at 54. But then Anna responded with seven. Valley View's tallied the last four. Here is Anna, a little careless in the right corner. The ball is fumbled, and it's lost, taken away by Valley View. It's Denny down the floor. Bad pass stolen by Anna. Anna throws it away. Driving layup by Denny is good. 61-60. Frenetic pace. Turnovers each way. 2:42 left. Token pressure backcourt by Valley View. Anna in the lead by one. 2.5 remaining in the fourth quarter. Myers up the floor. He's around a man all the way to the rim. Puts it up on the iron. Oh, it skipped off. He had a layup and blew it. Here's Micah Valenti into the forecourt for Valley View. He's got the ball 30 feet out. Spartans can take the lead here. 2:19 to go in the fourth. Dribbling Denny, top of the circle. Being checked tightly by Ferroz. Denny gave it up, got it back. Looks for Fritz in the post. He catches against Chappie. Spins, leans in, 10-footer. Yes! Fritz gives Valley View the lead. 62-61, Spartans. 2 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Heitkamp, top of the circle for Anna. Dribble drive down the lane. Oh, a wild shot. High off the backboard, no good. Rebound taken down by Valley View. Quickly, Spartans have it on the arc. It's Fritz. 2-point lead, Valley View 62, Anna, or I should say a 1-point lead, Valley View 62, Anna 61, a minute 38 to go in the fourth quarter. Denny in the right corner, dribbling, and his brother, head coach Zach Denny, gets a timeout. 1:36 remaining, Anna has fallen behind by one. Oh, Valley View has been resilient in this game tonight. 1-point lead, Spartans. Final 96 seconds left on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored four times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Well, each team's got a couple fouls to give before anyone shoots. Two team fouls Anna, two team fouls Valley View. Denny's got the ball deep in the right corner. He's double teamed, goes beneath the basket, throws it opposite. Valley View holds the ball out on top. Valley View by one, 62-61. 1:23 left. They want to keep the ball in the hands of Denny as much as possible. Spartans dribble, go to Denny near midcourt. Denny hands off to Wallace. Wallace gives it to Lynch. Heitkamp guarding. Anna down a point. Valley View leads at 62-61. 66 seconds to go. Dribbling 25 feet away on the play is Valley View. Common foul called. Handling the ball was Jed Lynch. It's number three on Anna. On the next one, Valley View will still not shoot. 65 seconds to go. Cross-court pass by Valley View. Anna nearly steals. Bodies collide. Players on the floor. Foul Anna. That's the fourth on the Rockets, and that's all for Heitkamp?
Yep, that's his fifth. Boy, he was about a quarter of an inch from getting a steal and a layup, and that's just kind of how the game's kind of gone for Trey.
62-61 Valley View. Anna Rockets have committed foul number four in the period. And on the next personal, Valley View will shoot two. 64 ticks on the clock. Ball thrown in far side of the floor by Valley View. Anna's got to create some congestion and get a steal. Ball thrown to Wallace. Goes out back to Denny. Then he veers off into the right corner, around two men. Anna reaches in, no foul. Is it ruled a jump? Arrow rockets. Oh, that's a big play.
That was good defense, boy.
But Denny went to the boundary side court, which helped guard him, and then two Rocket players put the pinch on him further. It was ruled a tie-up and a ball, 62-61 Valley View, 53 seconds to go in the game. Myers dribbles behind the back, handoff on the play to Feroz. Straight away to Carey, shot fake, into the lane, driving, scooping, wild shot, no good. Rebound, Chappie. Chappie fumbled it, lost it, picked up by Myers to Carey out of the corner. Long three off the flange. Rebound is out to Denny, and Denny's covered up and fouled by Anna with 34 seconds to go. Rockets had shots, couldn't get them to fall.
Yeah, they had two pretty good looks right there, and unfortunately they fouled Denny.
He is an 80% foul shooter on the year, 62-61 Valley View. Fifth foul on Anna, two free throws for Denny, 34.3 to go. Anna's not scored, Chuck, in the last 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, they I think they thought they had a one, and now they're going to have to play to do it.
34 seconds left. Valley View at the strike. Denny will shoot. Spartans up a point. Hey, to get your car or truck running right back on the road, take the road to 47 and 66 in Newport. That's Myers Garage and Drive Through. Outstanding reputation for vehicle service and repair. You see, Myers has provided excellent workmanship on cars and trucks for 60 years. And take advantage of the convenience store and drive-through. Myers Garage and Drive-Through, your first choice and the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. And don't forget, A&M Pallet on Rangeline Road in Rushi was established in 1986, served one large customer back then. Today, that customer plus 200 more. We specialize in recycling pallets at A&M Pallet. We buy and repair pallets for skids to give them a second life. For our customers, purchasing recycled pallets versus new ones reduces lumber waste and reduces cost. Give A&M Pallet a call if you have any scrap pallets or need to buy some or both. 937-295-3093, 295-3093. Calm, cool, and collected, Denny swishes both free throws for Valley View, which is on top of three, 64-61, 25 seconds to go. Spartans with fouls to give, put a hand on an Anna player 25 feet from the rim, 24.7 left. Three fouls on Valley View. Anna will throw in at side court. 24.7 to go. 64-61 Spartans. Chappie looking. Goes to Myers, 35 feet away. On a weave to Carey. You don't need a three. Spots up and takes one. It is high off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Fritz in the right corner. Hands off to Denny. He's wrapped up from behind and fouled.
Wow. I don't mind the shot because Carey's made a bunch. But, boy, they could have quit fouling Denny. Make him give the ball up and foul somebody else, anybody else.
Anna Rockets have gone scoreless the last 3.5 minutes. I think about 0 for 7 or 0 for 8 from the floor. Some pretty good looks. Denny at the stripe. He's got two. And it is up. It is up. It's bouncing. No good. 16.3 left. Valley View up three, 64-61. This would make it a two-possession game. Denny, 1, 2, 3 dribbles, and he missed it. In and out.
Wow.
Rebounded by Anna. Oh, it's stolen in backcourt by Fritz. Fritz on the interception, and then he muffed the ball out of bounds. Oh, what a turn of events. Timeout called. 10.8 to go. Anna will have the ball down three. They'll have to take it the length of the floor. Hey, don't search for that best morning breakfast anymore. The aroma of fresh eggs cooking, hot coffee percolating, are right under your nose in the village of Rushi at 101 East Main at the Rushi Inn. It's the best 5:30 a.m. breakfast around. The Rushi Inn, the inn thing for early breakfast away from home or before you start a long day at work. And don't forget, from 11 to 1, the Rushi Inn offers lunch specials, pizza and wings, and more. The popular inn thing for food out, the Rushi Inn, 101 East Main in Rushi. How about that Cutaway Styling Salon on the air with us now for a couple of years on scoresbroadcast.com. Cutaway in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. It's the family salon for mom and dad, all the kids, and the adult children. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo. Additional stylist Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson. Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. Cutaway, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Anna down three, 10.8 to go here in the fourth. Rockets must take it 94 feet and sink a three. In backcourt, dribbling, it is Mason Carey. Gets a screen from Myers. Myers gets the pass, or does he? There's a lot of contact. A couple players were squeezed as Anna tried a screen 25 feet from the basket, and that is team foul four on Valley View. They had one to give.
Yep, and Carey tried to make it throw the ball at the rim, and I honestly think that if they would have called that a three-shot foul, nobody could have. Well, they would argue, but I would have agreed with it.
We're down to 5.8 to go. Anna's got to make a triple to send it into OT. Inbounding, far side of the floor. It's winning. Winning to Myers. Myers guns a 30-footer off the backboard. No good. Long rebound. Spartans, and the game is over. Anna Rockets, a favorite here tonight, albeit a slight one, are upset the Valley View 64-61. The Rockets go nearly 4 minutes at the end of the game and don't score. Valley View wiped out a 9-point deficit midway through the second half and stunned Anna by three, 64-61. Rockets simply did not make any plays down the stretch, made very few in that fourth period, and fell to a very good Valley View team by 3 points. Quality manufacturing is not at all expensive. It's priceless at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi. The production standard very high at Francis. It's got to be, because Francis creates castings that weigh fractions of an ounce up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing has been one of the very best aluminum sand casting suppliers for a long, long time. Francis Manufacturing, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com to promote them. Chuck McBee alongside, totaling up the numbers as Anna falls by three, 64-61. Anna blew a second-half lead of nine and didn't score the last 4 minutes. And Valley View makes plays down the stretch. Anna simply does not. The Rockets, I think, missed their last 10 shots from the floor unofficially, Chuck.
Yeah, they didn't shoot the ball well. They didn't take good shots. That was just not a real good fourth quarter, and definitely not a real good last 4 minutes. Heitkamp being in foul trouble didn't help them any, but boy, they just looked like they thought the game was over when they were up nine, and it was hard for them to turn it back on again. But man, you got to give Valley View credit.
Whew. Oh, you sure
28
do.
28 points for Denny, and then they got 13 from Valeni and 10 from the other Valeni. So yeah, they had some good balance tonight.
And the Anna Rockets in the second half, Chuck, totaled how many points at all?
They scored 25.
And in the fourth quarter for Anna?
Nine.
Nine. And those nine came in the first 4 minutes of the fourth period.
Yep.
Anna was blank, shut out in the last half of the fourth period of this game. Quick word from Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 15% off everything in the store at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. How about those Century brand hand tools? Always a bargain. Made in America. Lifetime warranty. 15% off as well. And beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets, which are one half the cost of what the big box stores charge at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. Like us on Facebook. Tell Darren Yanks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. We make buying hardware easy at Jackson Center Pro Hardware. And don't forget, Barker Insurance has served the region since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business. Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the region, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. We'll customize and tailor a plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Stop by Barker or call to see how Barker Insurance can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. Up the shooting for Anna late in this game was not for sure. That's an understatement. Valley View got it done at crunch time.
They did. I mean, Anna, all they had to do is make, they had a 9-point lead and three possessions and couldn't push it up. And that's when Valley View, I had said that Anna had weathered all of the Valley View runs except for the last one. And they just ran out of time.
And Anna took some sloppy shots driving to the basket. It kind of seemed like Anna thought they might get bailed out with a foul call or two during those plays, but there was nothing close to a foul, just poor shot selection and some wide open jumpers from 16 feet out to 24 just did not go down. And as a result, Valley View knocks out the Anna Rockets, who graduate from the basketball roster. 1, 2, 3 seniors, Mason Carey, Trey Heitkamp, and Derek Madden. They'll be tough to replace. Three young men with outstanding attributes, very good performers for head coach Nate Barhorst and the Anna Rockets. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. How did Valley View defeat Anna here tonight?
Well, I mean, they got out-rebounded 35-21, and they got out-rebounded 14-6 on the offensive boards. That's normally a recipe for losing a basketball game.
Yep.
Then, to top it off, they went 6-12 in the second half shooting free throws. Their best free throw shooter missed two that would have iced it.
Yep.
And on the other hand, they were 10-12, but they just, their possessions, the last probably 4 minutes of that fourth quarter, were just, they had one bad possession after another. I would have liked to have seen him get the ball to Shappy, because he had a really good game. He only got two free throws in the fourth quarter. I don't think he got a shot.
Yeah, Shappy or Wenning down
there.
Yeah,
either one. Yeah, Wenning scored all his stuff in the first half. He had 13 at halftime, 15 for the game.
Hard to believe that Valley View shot free throws that poorly when the game was on the line and still eked out the victory by a final tally of 64-61.
Yeah, 2-6 in the fourth quarter. That's usually, you get pounded on the boards, you shoot under 50% in free throws, and you still win the basketball game. They can go home and go, hey, we stole one.
Yep. But simply put, Anna, which led probably, 90% of the second half?
Yeah,
90% of the second half. Anna led. Valley View got the lead in the final couple minutes. Anna couldn't make a basket. Give a lot of credit to head coach Zach Denny, his brother Brody, and Tyler Fritz. Came alive late in this game. He came alive in the middle for Valley View, which got good scoring support from the additional cast of characters.
Well, the Valenti brothers, I'm assuming they're brothers, they had 23 points, so, and most of those were in the first half.
Right.
So they carried him when Denny wasn't scoring, and then Denny took over in the second half, and that was the recipe for a win.
Who are our stars of this game? This segment brought to you by Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney.
Well, I'm going to go with... Wenning had 15, Heitkamp had 14, Shappy had 14. I'm going to go with Wenning and Shappy, just because that was kind of, they weren't expecting them to get 29 points. On the other side, I mean, there's no choice. You go with Denny. Denny had 28 points. He had 10 at halftime, 18 in the second half. Didn't score in the first quarter. So all 28 of those points were scored in the last three quarters.
Isn't that something? Those are our stars of this game, brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center at 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and nearby towns. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 p.m. weekdays and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness now features Jackson Center Tigers wearing apparel, so you can feel well and look sharp. 937-596-8100. Open weekdays 10 to 6 and 10 to 1 Saturdays. In-store shopping and curbside pickup. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. Doing everything well to keep you well.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at goffenafurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
And thanks to our listeners for letting us squeeze in a few commercials before we close out our broadcast here tonight. We got to pay the bills. Thanks so much to Goffney Furniture and Mattress on West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, longtime sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Wow, Chuck, I'm trying to think of a Wisebridge play to close out our game here tonight. Anna really didn't have one in the fourth quarter.
They didn't have one.
How about Denny? How many points in the second half for Denny?
Denny scored 18 in the second half.
18 in the second half? Wow.
Yeah.
That's tough to size.
Those two free throws that he missed, he could have been at 30 for the game.
Isn't that something? And what was he at the line for the game total?
2, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Of 17?
8 for 11.
8 for 11.
Yeah.
Okay. But he scored 18 in the second half. He made all the plays, the Wisebridge plays of that second half by Brody Denny of the Valley View Spartans. He was key down the stretch, handled the ball, and he made sure if Hannah fouled somebody, it was him. And he went to the line, didn't get them all made.
Those last two were huge.
Yep, gave Anna a chance. But 18 points second half, Brody Denny with Wisebridge plays in the final two quarters. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
By winning here tonight, Valley View goes to 11-12 on the year. And we'll play next Thursday, 1 week from tonight at 6, against the winner of the second game here at the Thunderdome tonight at Northmont, between the number 3 seed Preble Shawnee Arrows and the Stivers Tigers. So after tonight, that North 1 sectional bracket will be down to 2. Valley View and the winner of the second game. Next Tuesday, the lower bracket, North 2, plays its second round, Northwestern against Tri-Village and West Liberty Salem against Waynesville. Sectional finals or district semis are set for Thursday, February 29th at 6 and 7:30. Valley View, a young team. We talked about the fact that two freshmen were in the starting lineup, Chuck, only two seniors on the entire roster, Micah Valenti and Jed Lynch. Of course, this season not over for Valley View, but a lot of talent coming back. Anna graduated 3, and those 3 12th graders for the Big Green, Mason Carey, Trey Heitkamp, and Derek Madden, they graduate. Anna completes the year with a mark of 14-10 overall, 8-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Nate Barhorse, 13th year, ends up in a 14-10 record. A tough way to go out. Led 95% of the second half, didn't get it done.
Yeah, just didn't finish.
Nope.
You got to finish.
Got to close out the game. Anna didn't do it. Missed the last 9 or 10 shots, and we're scoreless for the final nearly 4 minutes. Don't forget, our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com is a regular season Northwest District game. Yeah, you heard me right. Coldwater at Minster tomorrow night. Tip off around 7:15 on the air, 6:45 from Minster. Minster coming on strong, playing well here, stretch run. Coldwater's had a great season. Got an email from Coach Fisher this afternoon. He's elated. His JVs were very good. His 7th and 8th grade teams were fine. So, hunky-dory at Coldwater. And if Coldwater beats Minster tomorrow night and Marion Local should knock off Delta St. John, guess what? Two-way tie, two clubs 8-1 atop the standings of the MAC. But Delphus can win tomorrow night against Marion Local, go 9-0, and clinch the championship. A lot on the line, Coldwater-Minster.
Is that at Delphus?
At Delphus.
Game? Okay.
At Delphus.
I mean, Minster, they got athletes.
Yep.
And I'm looking forward. We saw Coldwater earlier in the season.
Yep.
They got a nice basketball team. It should be a good game. Fun place to do games.
Yep, should be a fine game at Minster tomorrow night on the air at 6:45. And then we are at Piqua Boys Division 4 sectional play on Saturday, 4 o'clock tip, Fort Loramie against the Miami Valley School. We'll be on the air at about 3:20. You heard me right. 3:20 or so Saturday afternoon. Two games, Fort Loramie game one, Jackson Center follows in game number two. Two contests for you from Garbery Gym at Piqua on Saturday. Again, our final score tonight, 64-61. Valley View, in a mild upset, knocks off the Anna Rockets and ends the season for the green and white here this evening. So many thanks to Ava Pettit, a senior at Anna. She was one of three all year long who wore the Ronnie Rocket mascot outfit.
They switched out at halftime.
Did they?
They did. That thing probably gets really hot.
I'm sure it does. But we highlighted Ava Pettit, senior at Anna, daughter of Keith and Leslie, outstanding GPA, a golfer, active in FFA. It was Ava's third year in the Ronnie Rocket mascot costume.
And I'll tell you what, any golfer that their favorite club is the driver is a golfer.
There you go. There you go. So, again, be with us tomorrow night. It's Northwest District regular season action. Northwest District plays its regular season a week longer than the Southwest. So we've got one more big Friday night of action. It's in the MAC. And Minster hosts Coldwater. Big game. Coldwater can win and tie for the title in the MAC if Delphi St. John's is beaten by Marion Local up at Delphi.
Yeah.
So Minster tries to play the role of spoiler and keep playing good basketball all the way into the tournament. Thanks to our online listeners here tonight. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Good crowd, good game, fine atmosphere here at the Thunderdome. Anna Rockets were beaten by Valley View. Final score, Spartan 64, Rocket 61. Jack Kramer saying goodnight on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on scoresbroadcast.com.